Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoeie met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk. RSG Geldsaake met Money Web. Elke week saam tussen 6 en 7.
Die Suid-Afrikaanse Lugdiens het in sy boekjaar tot einde maart verlede jaar 'n wins gemaak. Dit beloop 252 miljoen rand en dit is sy eerste wins in meer as 'n dekade. Die groep se omset het ook amper verdriedubbel van 2 miljard rand tot 5,7 miljard rand. Nou die Lugdiens het in sy vorige boekjaar 'n verlies van 3,7 miljard rand gelei en in die vorige 4 boekjare saam 'n totale verlies van 24 miljard rand. Derek Hannekom is op die lyn. Hy is die tussentydse voorsitter van die Suid-Afrikaanse Lugdiens. Derek, thank you so much for your time. A profit is a profit. 252 million may not be in the context of airlines a significant profit, but it's a lot better than a kick against the knee.
Absolutely. Well, I think it indicates that we've turned the corner. So we call this a modest profit, a beskeie wins. But as you say, even a Biscay wins is better than no wins.
It's been a long process because when the airline came out of business rescue, there was a lot of skepticism. There was even more skepticism after Pravin Gordhan pulled the plug on the Takata deal that would have seen 3 billion rand invested in the airline. So many people thought that was the end. How sustainable is this improvement?
That is obviously the very important question. We are very confident that it is sustainable, that this is the turnaround that we've been waiting for. Lots more to be done and lots of plans to further grow the airline. But clearly with the 3 billion rand not being forthcoming from the share equity partnership with Takatso, as I said before, we've had to modify our plans. But there are discussions going on with other potential investors as we speak. And there's obviously now a much greater interest and a willingness to invest in the airline than there would have been 2 years ago. So I think the deal struck by Pravin Gordhan, the former minister, with Takatso, although it was never realized and it fell apart in March this year, in a way that was sort of the rescue operation, because at least with that prospect, we came out of business rescue. But your question was about sustainability. While we showed the 252 million profits in the year ending 23, March the 31st, 23, the following financial year, the financial statements are with the Auditor General, taking a bit of time, but we expect them to be out by March or so. But I can tell you now that it too, that's the last financial year, will also show a profit and a slightly bigger profit than the previous year. So everything shows that we are on a sustainable growth path. We're out of the deep trouble that we were in, to put it that way.
A profit, I don't want to sound like an accountant, but a profit is one thing. I think the most important number in the annual report should be the cash flow. Was the cash flow also positive?
Yeah, so it's a debt-free airline, but the cash flow is not where it should be. We've said that before. So the cash reserves are still precarious, if you like, and that's why we mentioned to Scopa when we had our session with Scopa that we are approaching the banks for a loan, or at least a loan provision to act as a cushion, because at the moment, should anything unexpected happen, the cash reserves are tight. So that we are quite open about. As you say, if the money profit is one part of it, cash reserves are very important. The growth in assets are very important. And then your future growth plans. So notwithstanding the fact that the profit is a modest one, all of our growth plans are premised on not getting any further subsidies from the Treasury or any kind of state subsidy of any kind, yet we are growing. At the moment, we are flying 14 aircraft. By the end of December, we'll be flying 16 aircraft. And by the end of next year, we'll actually be flying 22 aircraft. It's an airline that is growing, but growing, you know, as you say, cutting your suit according to your cloth. So we are growing carefully, cautiously, but growing.
You refer to growth in assets. Now, obviously, an airline's biggest assets would be the planes. And I tried to find out today how many planes the SAA currently owns, as opposed to leasing those planes. Do the SAA own its own planes?
There's some airlines that own all their own planes, but other domestic airlines are all operating on leased planes. So part of the difference, the assets that we have on our balance sheet are largely unencumbered assets, not the planes. Are largely property assets. And we've got about over 5 billion rands worth of property around South Africa and abroad for that matter. The lease planes are all longer term leases. We've got some short term leases to allow us, especially for the season, to allow us to do flights that we would otherwise not have been able to do. It takes time, by the way, to even lease an aircraft. And that is one of our problems last year, is that the availability even for leasing aircraft was limited because airlines were growing all over the world and the demand was outstripping supply, not just supply of newly acquired aircraft as in purchased, but also the demand for leased aircraft was considerable. So not that easy to just simply sign on the dotted line and say, okay, tomorrow we'll pick it up. So we have aircraft, even as we speak, we have aircraft that are leased that are not being flown right now because they have to be modified according to the standards that are set by South African Airways. They're currently being modified as we speak.
The SAA does not consist only of the airline currently. It also has air chefs and SAA technical. Were all three divisions profitable?
No, air chefs was profitable, but they're really quite small compared to the airline itself. So these are the two subsidiaries, actually, air chefs and SAA technical. So SAA Technical, they both, by the way, depended largely on business from SA Airways, Suid-Afrikaanse Lugdiens. And of course, that went down considerably. Air Chefs has clawed its way back to profitability. It's a relatively small business, but a very important one, as it is for any airline, and is obtaining business outside of SAA, trying to diversify, trying to depend less on SAA as the sole provider of business opportunity.
But SAA Technical, you know, that was a big money spinner for the SAA in the past. It serviced not only the SAA's planes, but many other airlines as well. If I remember correctly, Comair, for example, which had many planes. Are there plans to expand that part of the business again to get those old clients back?
Yeah, but it took a blow, but it remains a very important part of our operation and significant part of the operation because the aircraft maintenance and repairs become very important, and doing such repairs and maintenance timeously becomes very important, and also reliably, obviously, because you have the safety of passengers at stake and the reliability of the aircraft itself and the airline itself. It is also clawing its way back to profitability. So it's providing an invaluable service. But as we speak, it is once again growing. And of course, part of its growth is related to SAA's growth. It has done contracts for airlines outside of South Africa, done modification of aircraft, and we expect it to increase its business activity not related to SAA, but as SAA grows, its business grows at the same time.
Derek, baie dankie vir jou tyd. Dit was Derek Hanekom. Hy is die tussentydse voorsitter van die Suid-Afrikaanse Lugdiens. Amelia, toe hulle uit sake redding gekom het, het baie mense gesê dit is maar net 'n vertraging totdat daar 'n nuwe reddingsboei gegooi word.
Ja, heeltemal onderdeur is. Ja.
En 'n wins is 'n wins en ek hou van die planne wat hulle het en die wind, wel die feit dat hulle regtig daar reeds besef het dat die regering gaan nie weer geld na hulle toe gooi nie.
Ja, en ek kan hoor uit my gesprekke met vlieniers van die nuwe SAL dat die skedules is baie goed en hulle vlugte is altyd vol, meeste van die tyd baie vol en hulle is baie besig en selfs die omdraaityd van die personeel is baie gevinnig. So hulle is, dit klink of hulle baie meer vaartbelyn geraak het en as ek kyk selfs na die plaaslike vlugte, ryk is hulle altyd baie duurder as die ander lugrederye. Hulle het min vlugte. So ek neem aan dat hulle skedules goed uitwerk en sorg dat hulle vlugte relatief vol is en dat hulle dit winsgewend kan bedryf. So ja, ek gee vir hulle 10 uit 10 dat hulle dit reg gekry het om dit te bewerkstellig om 'n wins te wys.
En hulle sit 'n bord kos voor jou
neer. Ja, die een keer wat ek met hulle gevlieg het, ek dink so 2 jaar gelede, was ek so verstom geweest dat ek hierdie mooi skinkbord met 'n warm ete kry, want die mense is ons nie meer gewoond aan dit op 'n plaaslike vlug in Suid-Afrika nie.
Wie het gesê, wil jy vlieg of wil jy vreet? Is dit oorlede Hendriks komaan?
Maar die vreet is ook lekker partykeer.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoeie elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Moneyweb Potgoeie, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg Moneyweb News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.